really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. I read from the Financial Times in these last days, Professor. Ukraine will plead for urgent shipments of surface-to-air missiles at a meeting of its Western allies, fearful that an acute shortage could allow Russia to launch widespread bombing attacks. Recent shipments of Soviet-designed MiG fighter jets to Ukraine are in part intended to mitigate the threat of Russia's large yet so far underused air power. But Kyiv is desperate for more missiles capable of shooting down fighter jets, having used large quantities to counter barrages of Moscow's drones and missiles. Pleads is the word that's used in the Financial Times. That is not a position of strength. What is your measure of the Ukraine point of view, Professor?
Well, I think the Ukrainians, first, they're right, but second, they reveal their terrible and worrying vulnerability. Ukraine is the biggest country in Europe after Russia, much bigger than, not much, but it's substantially bigger than France. If France were fighting a war, say, against a German invasion, and as a NATO member, and she said, look, could you fly some more airplanes over to help us, or we're running short of this or that, we wouldn't say, oh, come on, you French, all you do is kvetch and kvetch, and you never enough of anything. We would say, yeah, of course, if we Americans were in that position, we wouldn't say, well, let's hold back our air power. I mean, look at the air power we unleashed in World War II. Look at the useless bombings that we carried out over Vietnam, with the exception of Linebacker 2, which actually came close to having a success. But it isn't really fair to Kyiv to blame them for the fact that they're engaged in a war with a power that until recently was thought to be number two, perhaps, in the world. And they do not have a domestic arms industry. Mr. Clinton went to extreme measures to be sure that they didn't keep even one little nuke, because Ukraine is so dangerous, it doesn't matter if Russia has nukes. And now, although we are supplying them, we're supplying them in a way which is never quite enough to let them win. And this is not an aspect of character, or they're not tough enough to, run 1,000 guys into machine guns. No, it has to do with the sinews of war. I mean, one of the reasons we've been successful in wars is that we have more stuff. Just talk to any foreign military officer, as I have on many occasions. So that's the first point, is that Kyiv's entirely justified. If we were serious about fighting a war, they would have gotten everything you need to win a war on day one. That's the way you do it. You don't sort of send them a gun when they ask for a gun, and then send them a cartridge when they ask for a cartridge. On the other hand, what this reveals is that they have a potentially fatal dependency, which cannot be remedied, on foreign arms supplies. And if the United States should decide, and God only knows what we're going to decide, anybody who's dealt with the United States is aware of that, a cut. Some people say we're doing it now, that we're whispering to them, come on, guys, this is really getting very tedious. We're waiting for that moment, you know, we're waiting, it's like a tennis match, but we're waiting for a moment where both players are so exhausted that they just walk off the court, wiping their heads and their faces with towels, and they say, look, we've had enough, let's just go have some cold water and forget about this match. So that's sort of what we expect. And then we're going to adjourn into a conference room, and we'll work out a win-win solution with the help of a lot of professors like me. This is simply a great danger. My own feeling is that it's also a danger for everybody in Europe, because should we begin to cut off Ukraine, then that's going to scare everybody in Europe, including France and Germany, but it will particularly frighten the nations that are right around Ukraine, Poland in particular. I was looking at the potentialities these countries have, for instance, to go nuclear. I mean, they're really going to be a hard nut to crack, and they're going to go on fighting, even if we decide to go back to the clubhouse. So there is a possibility that an attempted sellout by the Americans, or an attempted sort of nudging to a peaceful agreement in which Russia gets to keep everything, could in fact lead to a really dangerous escalation in which the war spilled into neighboring states and became a multi-state war.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on Six Capital, Six Points of View. We're headed to the double capital of Brussels. NATO has intentions, Jens Stoltenberg says. When we come back, Ukraine, NATO, ? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabius.com.